Some of you may remember the time a few years ago when most congregations in the city had a weekly ad in the Spectator announcing their Sunday service. And usually that included the sermon title for the day. And I remember someone back in that era saying, well, you know, ministers should make their sermon titles catchy to attract people's attention. Now, I was never fully persuaded of that because I really couldn't picture people sitting around on Saturday looking at the advertisement in the paper and saying, well, shall we go to church tomorrow? That looks like a catchy sermon title. But anyway, my mind went back to that. And if I had to give a catchy title to today's sermon, it would be The Best Wings in the Galaxy. Now, aren't you glad you're here? Well, the actual title, of course, is Think Globally, Act Locally. And that's a phrase you've no doubt heard. I was surprised to learn that that phrase first originated in the realm of town and city planning. We more probably associate it with our response to climate change. The recognition that it is a global challenge, but one that we are called upon to begin dealing with right where we are. I had not previously noted the use of that expression, think globally, act locally, to the Christian faith. But you know, it really fits. Because Christianity is a global faith. We are a local congregation. Jesus gave to a handful of disciples in Palestine the instruction to go into all the world and share the good news. And as I remarked not terribly long ago in a sermon, you know, he gave that command to a small group of people, none of whom had probably traveled any further than about 3 days' walking journey from their place of birth. And he told them to take what they had seen and heard into the whole world. Oh, these people heard about the world, of course, beyond their borders. But they were very local people. They knew the world was bigger, but they were not world travelers. They knew about places like Alexandria and Rome and Athens and Corinth and Damascus, but they had no expectations of going there, for the most part. In fact, even in the very early days of the Christian church in Jerusalem, the numbers were first counted in the hundreds before the thousands. And yet, they were given the challenge and the commission to take this good news to the whole world. They were given a global commission from a very local starting point. Now that brings me back to my catchy title, Best Wings in the Galaxy. Where did that come from? Well, I'll tell you. It's a sign on a little takeout restaurant on a mountain in Hamilton. I won't give them an advertisement by telling you where it is, but when I saw that sign a few months ago, it sort of grabbed my attention. I thought, here's people who have a vision. I mean, they're selling wings not just to their neighborhood, or not just to the city, or not just to the country. They're selling their wings, presumably, in their mind at least, in their vision, to the whole galaxy. Now, they did have some modesty, because they picked the term galaxy, not universe, but you see, they offer us something to think about. Now back to Alberton. We are a local congregation. We're actually a small local congregation. But this commission is ours just as much as it was the commission given to the original disciples by Jesus. And actually, you know, we're not as isolated as we may think of ourselves as being. I let my mind go back, and in the past 6 months, we here in Alberton, in our worship service, have had visitors from the Middle East. We had a visitor from New Zealand. In not that long a time span, we've had visitors from South Africa and other places in the world. And actually, you know, in our own numbers, people have traveled to distant places. And so we're not quite this little isolated corner of the globe that we think of ourselves as being. Well, we're still the local congregation. And we're still small, but we're not as unfamiliar with the world and its extent as the initial disciples probably were. Another little thought ran through my mind. We have a website. This morning's sermon will be posted to the website. Do you recognize that theoretically, not in practical terms, of course, but theoretically, half the world's population has access to that? And if you're thinking about Canada, 80%. No. I'm not proposing that that's the way that we attempt to fulfill our global calling. I'm just trying to point out that we're not as isolated as we may think of ourselves as being. Of course, we must act locally. And in truth, we must act personally. Everything that we do or don't do as a congregation reflects the faith. We represent Christianity to our neighborhood. And what's true of us as a congregation is also, of course, true of us as individuals. We are the image of the church that many will see. And their impressions of the faith that we profess will be shaped by their response to what they see in us and through us as individuals and as a congregation. And so it becomes important for us to learn to think in those terms that we do collectively together here in this congregation and individually represent the faith to those whose lives touch ours. And somehow we must find ways of demonstrating the grace of Jesus Christ and the compassion of Christ in the way we conduct ourselves and the way we present ourselves. Because you see, faith needs to be shared by people, not by anonymous organizations. People connect with people. And we here are people who profess the faith, who declare our allegiance to Jesus Christ, and we are now called upon to demonstrate that faith. Not just proclaim it, but represent it and reflect it in the world. And that calls upon us to know our neighbors. And, you know, in small communities, we know quite a few of our neighbors sometimes. I share the heritage of having grown up in a small community not unlike Alberton at all. I was a village, but back in those times, probably Alberton was a village too. And you knew a lot of people. And what was perhaps even more significant, a lot of people knew you. And there was nothing anonymous about your life. As a child, if you got into some little incident in the community, word was home before you were. And you learned, you see, that you represented something. And now we may have to work a little harder to know our neighbors in these times. But we want to relate to the people around us. We want to do that because, not just for the sake of faith, but because God has given us life and life to share and concerns to reflect in how we live. And so that's our challenge, to never forget our global challenge, but always to remember the way in which it gets applied locally. I suspect that sometimes we're a little defeatist in our time, you know. We say, well, you know, people really aren't interested in the way they used to be in the church. And our culture has changed, and on the surface that may be true. But at the same time, human spiritual needs remain the same. And so there is that opportunity for us to connect with people on matters of faith in ways that are tender and compassionate, not arrogant, and reflecting love and concern. because the need remains in the lives of people, just as it remains in our lives, that we grow and that we develop spiritually as well as physically and materially. I take you back to words from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus pointed out, "You are the light of the world." Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. You know, it points us to an objective, but also reminds us of the motive. That our good works are not aimed at bolstering our personal reputations, but that through the things that we do which reflect care and compassion, that glory may be given to the name of our Father. And this might all be just too intimidating if it was not for the fact that we act and God blesses. It's not up to us to guarantee the outcome of our living the faith. That's in the Lord's hands. What is in our hands is that we act in a way that is faithful in reflecting who we profess to be in Jesus Christ. And we struggle with that, and sometimes we falter, and sometimes we're very conscious afterwards that we haven't done that as effectively or clearly as we ought to have, but we strive to do that with faithfulness, knowing that the Lord blesses and the Lord provides the power. I mean, you know that word that was read from Acts chapter 1 concluded with the declaration by Jesus, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." That's how it happens. God moves, God blesses, but chooses to do so through mere mortals such as ourselves. So, remember the best wings in the galaxy. We are called to act locally to fulfill our global calling in Christ. Ponder these things and let us commit ourselves afresh to living as his people. Thanks be to God. Amen.